Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Shashank, I think I sent you one email. Did you check your emails?
Yeah, I got your email, Mark. I don't understand how many more corrections we have to make. Like, I don't understand why Canva can print me out a book with the same requirements that I'm having and print out a nice book for me, but you guys are having that much trouble trying to get this done. Like, if it's easier, you can give me the 4,500 back and I can print it elsewhere. That would probably be easier at this point, and I just pay you for the designs that you guys created.
Okay, Shashank, let's do one thing. Let me connect you with my manager regarding that. Okay.
Sure.
So just discuss this part with my manager, and then after that, we discuss further. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Connect me, please.
Hey, this is Michael. How may I help you?
Hey, Michael. Shashank, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking, Shashank. How's it going?
Good. Well, I'm having a little bit of issues right now because all these things that Mark has been sending me should have been dealt with from our first renovation that was sent April 14th. All of these questions that he's having right now and all these new things should have been done then. Now I'm here with the deadline, and the quality book you gave me, the hardcover was great, but the quality print was absolutely abysmal. Like, it's unacceptable that I filled out the form you asked me, and then I get printer paper, and then when I'm asking you guys to send me another, now there's all these specific requirements that need to be done, and I don't have time for this. I'm asking for... I paid you guys $5,300 to print out the copies. It's going to be $4,500 anywhere else I go. So I'm just saying, instead of wasting your time and you guys wasting my time, why don't you just send me the $4,500 back? I'll pay you the $800 for the design, like that. You already have the money. And then I can just print it out elsewhere. And then that way you guys don't have to worry about wasting your time and money. I don't have to worry about wasting my time and money. Does that make sense?
Right, that does make sense, but Shashank, I think I have a little insight on your project, and I think one of the biggest issues that came across was the quality and obviously the communication gap that was supposed to be dealt with earlier itself. So that's one of the most important things that is supposed to be handled, especially when you're working with a strict deadline, and apart from that, you also have, let's say, a ton of, let's say, printing to do. So that's also very important. Now, with that being said, what we'd like to do is we'd obviously like to just take this, from the company's behalf itself. I understand that there has been this aspect where some of the things weren't satisfactory, and what I intend on proposing is giving this one more shot. What I could do is I can take a deep look into this, go ahead and speak to the printing team, and talk to them about how this is basically going to be done. Now, The issues that we're currently facing at this moment, according to Mark's recent email too, is the fact that there's a little bit of a problem with the in-coverage transparency in images that are basically going to be used within the book itself. So what we can in fact do is take a look into how we could actually go about this route, and also at the same time ensure that we are, let's say, you know, covering it ourselves. So what I can do is, we obviously love to go the extra mile for you, and that's something that I intend on doing for you as well. So here's what I can do. Let me speak to the team, and what I can do is I can revert back to you tomorrow with an appropriate answer on what exactly we could do. Possibly either go with a refund, or we could possibly go with obviously choosing to get this done appropriately. So I'll definitely what I can do is, if you give me a day's time tomorrow in the morning itself, I will be able to get back to you.
Okay.
Just connect over with you with Mark. All right.
Yeah, that's fine. The reason I'm saying that is because we printed. I sent Mark all of this information. I don't know if you saw the video, but we used Canva to create this book, and we essentially have all the prints. Like, we have everything, the same file, the same specs, and everything. And the book, like, there are some formatting issues we had with Canva, which we're sorting out, but the book itself, like, I'm looking at this 8.5 by 11, the hardcover looks fantastic. It looks absolutely phenomenal. And I think when you eventually get the if you guys would have printed this out on like nicer paper, I think the quality would have been fine. So I'm a little confused at why this can't be done, like the way you guys formatted everything, why it couldn't be done. Like, what, like, I guess the only way we'll ever find out is if it printed on that nice paper, on like the high quality matte paper, would be the only way. My fiance, who controls the Canva and is able to give me all the measurements and stuff, she's going to Mexico tomorrow from Wednesday through Sunday. So I'm already, if you need other revisions and specs, I wouldn't be able to give that to you because I don't know how to do that. She knows how to do it, and she's not going to be in town. So that's going to be a problem, an issue that we're going to have if we don't get this correct. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I get that. And what we can in fact do is, if let's say she's going to Mexico, she can basically give you access to her Canva too, by the way, and you can share access with us, or just send us the information and we can log into Canva to, let's say, appropriate the sizes. That's one of the most important things that is, but I believe that are necessary in order to get this done. So why don't, what we can do is, because she's going tomorrow, you could just, for safekeeping, take the Canva access yourself. And let's say, once you have it, she can also, by the way, share access directly to Mark using...
She has a bunch of other stuff on there, so she's definitely not going to be okay doing that. So just out of, like, respect for her and her privacy, she doesn't want to give... Yeah.
So what you can do is, let's say, if she doesn't want to share the entire thing, so you can actually choose how many people you can add onto a certain project. So let's say the book project itself, she can share access to only that, and then leave the rest that is existing within the account. So that's how that could work.
But what's going to change? Like, what exactly do we need? Like, because I'm trying to figure out here what we can do, because I'm getting a little worried with the timeline, right? Like, like Canva was able to send us the book in 4 days. So we basically want a nice copy of everything. We want, like, basically something by early next week to say we're confident in this and then start a mass production shipment. I don't necessarily know if we can get there with what you guys are asking, because I don't know if Canva has those capabilities, because they use a different printing service than you guys are using. So
right.
That's where I'm coming from.
I thought you were referring to the design platform itself, where the cover and formatting.
No, the design. We love everything about the design platform of Canva. The design platform, everything, the margins and everything we fixed, we created, everything is perfect. Now it's a matter of trying to get what we're sending you into book form, because Canva already gave us theirs and it looks great. There's just some formatting things that we just needed to change, but that's what we're working on. just to have as a backup plan in case this didn't work out. So we're like I said, we already have backup plans, but the issue at hand is that we're running out of time. That like all of these things you're asking me now should have been taken care of 2 weeks ago.
100%.
So that's where my frustration is, that all we're going to be doing is going back forth, and then I don't think I'm going to get a final copy until probably the second week of May, and then at that point, if it's not good, then I'm kind of screwed in general, just with any company that I would want to go to.
Right, and that's absolutely understandable. One more additional thing that I'd like to ask you. Now, you sent a PDF version of the book itself. Would you be able to send us the editable version? I believe you've done that using Canva or another design platform.
Can you hold on 1 second? Can I get my fiance on the phone? She's give me 1 second, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Carolyn, I have Michael here on the phone with me, and we're discussing the printing options from Canva. He had a couple of questions he wanted to ask you, okay?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Hi, Carolyn, how are you?
Can you hear?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Right, Carolyn, one of the most important things that we'd be needing to do is, obviously, first of all, ensure that, we're just trying to resolve issues here. So the ink coverage issue is something that we can resolve. The transparency issue is something that we can resolve. And as far as the images go, now, for the entire PDF itself, do you have the open source file to which you created the PDF of the book?
Repeat that.
So you basically compiled a PDF book that you sent us, sent over to us, right? Now, what I'd be needing is the open source version of the book itself, meaning that, let's say, through which you're basically editing it now, or what platform did you use to edit the entire book and format it?
I use Canva.
Canva. Okay, that's awesome. So what I'd be needing you to do is basically give us access to your the specific project, the book project, on Canva. That way, what I can do is I can basically get my designers to look into how they could actually adjust the pixels per inch. In case I think this is something that might possibly be paid by Canva itself. So let's say, do you have a premium account or is it just a normal account?
I do.
Oh, you have a premium.
No, account. I have a premium.
That's great. Then I think this is something that we can adjust directly from Canva. Why don't we take a look into it? I think, you may have some additional aspects to your account itself that might be personal, which is exactly why what I intend on suggesting is actually having to, just share the access to the book itself. Would you be able to do that?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just not by my computer right now. I'm headed downtown. And I don't have my computer with me, so I could do that once I'm there. When I jump on a computer, I keep his. But it's going to be like 20 minutes.
No problem at all. So you can basically, what I'll do is I'll have my project manager, Mark, share with you the email that we need to receive it on, and that way we can then give that access to the designers, and then they can take a look into the images and the transparency issue, and that way we can just recover from all of that.
And what's the issues that we're having, because the picture quality looks really good.
I agree. But the issues that we're having is that the images contained within the file, some of them are less than 200 pixels per inch, and then some of them are actually greater than 200 pixels per inch. So we need to actually keep them within a range of 200 to 600 for the right resolutions purposes. The ink coverage issue is, we just need to upgrade the print quality, basically going up to the highest, which is the premium, which is something that we'll be able to do. Standard print won't basically work with us. And then the transparency issue is some of the elements within the file itself include a little bit of transparency within the file itself, so we need to crop that out And that's something that the designers will be able to do without affecting the look of the book. So that's all that there is.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll get it over to you within like 30 minutes.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Once you send that over, I'll send it to my design team. We'll have it assigned, and we'll get this going.
Okay. And, Michael, just quick question. If we're able to get this access to you by tonight, is there a way, what's our time frame now? Because, like I said, I'm getting worried. What's our time frame when we're able to get you that information?
You will have to give me until tomorrow morning at the max.
Okay. So tomorrow morning you'll give me an idea of if you guys can do this or not.
100%. Absolutely.
Okay. And what time you guys are 2 hours behind Chicago time, correct? So you guys won't be in your office till about 11?
That's right. That will be 11.
Wait, are you Pacific time?
That's right.
Yes, they're Pacific time. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
So start time 9?
Yeah, they start at 9, so it would be 11 our time. So.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
So I'll speak to procurement and printing, and then I will definitely get back to you as early as possible.
Okay, sounds good. And then what you're going to email me the email or send the email to me?
I might end up calling you. I'll probably speak to Mark first, and then I'll inform Mark, or I'll directly give you a call. That's not a problem.
Okay. In about 15, 20 minutes, you said?
Yeah, roughly after I have an answer from printing. I'll just, the first thing that I do, that I will basically do is just speak to the team first, and then we will, as soon as I get an answer, I'll just get back to you.
Okay, so am I expecting a call today? Because we need to email this to someone, right, in the next 30 minutes or so? We can do that. Am I going to be expecting a call or an email today to who to send this to?
Oh, you'll be expecting an email.
He said send it to Mark.
I'm sorry?
Use Mark's email. You could just basically use Mark's
email.
Mark's
email?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, Shashank.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Thank you, Carolyn. Goodbye.